Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
This is Nikki.
A monster.
Ludacris when she was
That is it.
The monster. I mean, not monster. What is that song called? My Chick Bad.
My Chick Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely My Chick Bad, Nikki, and she killed. And Nikki killed that verse.
563-999-3658. The call-in number is open, so call in. If you guys want to call in, the lines are open now. Give us a call. The lines are open if you guys would like to call in. If you guys would like to call in, I want to know if anybody would like to call in. I'm here. There's the call-in number. I wish I could save that and copy and paste that.
No, all these bitches want to try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging
like a testy.
Trash talking, living, hanging like a lefty, running down the corner. I'm dugging on a Lisa Leslie.
563-999-3658.
Friday the 13th. Guess who's playing Jason? That was definitely that song.
Absolutely. And. Trying to find the call in number so people can call in. That's the call in number. Anybody would like to call in?
If you guys want to call in, the number is
Call in numbers. Okay.
563-999-3658. The call in is open if you guys want to ask any questions.
And I'm turning my camera off, so we're no longer doing the camera, but we will do the call in. Okay, what's going on? What's popping, y'all? Turn me down in the back.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
What's poppin'?
Hi, how are you, Amon?
Good, how are you?
Hi, this is Danny. How are you? I've been
following you forever.
Can you hear me?
I've heard your voice before. Yeah, what's poppin', Bo?
Yeah, what's poppin'? I wanted to ask is patched all growing on you? A little bit?
I'm not going to act like I don't like her, but I just feel like, girl, she has so much more potential than the bullshit that she puts out. That's the whole thing with her. You know what I mean?
But I think she's growing on you a little bit, Armand. I think she is, because you talk about her all the time. But I know you don't dislike her, but I know you think she's trash.
No, I don't dislike her, no.
Mm-hmm. I think she all right. She all right. She just, she need potential, but she all right, though. She coming along. Coming along for me.
Yeah, we like that. We like Castor. She can happen if she just keep it real. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Bo.
Y'all have a good night. Love y'all.
You
love
too.
You have a great
you.
Night.
Bye. All right. 858-4113. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
I feel like I haven't called in a while. I just wanted to say, like, I remember when you were doing like a tarot card reading on Facebook, you and your boyfriend, and I had called in then, and then I see like everybody started just telling me, oh, go on YouTube, because you already have your YouTube name, and it's just like amazing to see the growth and everything over the past almost like 2 years. Like, the growth has just been like amazing, even through the ups and downs of people trying to call themselves canceling you and all of the messy shit that comes like with it. Like your growth and everything has just been like amazing. Like, I've been watching
you
since Facebook days, and like, I'm just like, I just really, like, love y'all genuinely. Like, whenever I can catch a live, like, I try to be, you know, on the live whenever I can. But, like, I'm just, like, so proud of the growth that you have you know, been able to convey and do all of your shit in high quality.
We've been almost on here for 5 hours, Pops. It don't feel like, but even before that, was on here for 3 hours. So it's almost 8 hours we've been on live?
Yes, sir.
That's how I can feel. That's how I see people been online for 10 hours, because it really don't feel like we've been on here for 5 hours.
Yeah, you guys been on here a while. And, like, we normally don't get live this long. So it's, like, really kind of like.
No, but the reason why we do is because people are donating and they're supporting. I would much rather do videos like this. However, these videos don't get monetized. But when there's people donating and supporting, I can stay on longer.
Right, right. I made sure I was the one that had you say one of the horrible songs. I'm so sorry about that. I felt so bad. I'm sorry I made you suffer through that. I promise I do. I'm so sorry. But just like a what, like, is some, like, relationship advice that you could, like, give people? Like, I feel like I've been, like, tell me if it's a trifling or not. So, like, I have somebody that I've been, like, dealing with for, like, 10 years. And
okay. 10 or 2? 10 or 2?
10. 10 years.
Okay,
10 years. And, like, I don't want to be with him. And, like, he in jail, like, I don't want to be with him, like, I have, like, the unconditional love for him, but, like, I'm, like, not, I don't want to be with him, like that, and I got somebody that's trying to talk to me, but it might be a little, like, too close, I guess, for comfort, maybe, for him, but, like, I don't want to be with him, like.
Okay, so you don't want to be with him, but because he's in jail, do you have kids?
No kids.
How old are you?
It's not. I am 25.
How old is he?
He is 24.
How long is he going to be in jail?
Whew. Yeah. I think his release date is like 2029.
Oh, it's over. You don't. It's over. You're only 25.
You
don't have to be in that. It's over.
And not only that, it's just like it would be different. Like, I'm a solid individual. Like, I'm a beyond solid individual.
But you only get one life to live. So he was being mm-hmm. selfish when he did whatever he did. So at the end of the day, you as a 25-year-old, there's things that you need to focus on as far as career, relationship. A nigga that's not gonna get out until 4 years from now, you'll be 29. You don't have time for that. Unfortunately,
no, another 9 years. What's that?
29
years. Another 9 years?
29. Yes.
Oh, no.
And it's like,
you need to move on.
Before he went in, it was like, nigga, you was playing all types of games. Like, just playing all types of games to the point where, like, I'm just feeling like I don't even have no feelings no more. Like, I don't even play with niggas because it'd be
here's what I'm getting from you. I'm going to just be honest with you. You're not going to leave until you see the value in yourself. So you found some validation in him, and he has some type of mental manipulative hold on you, but you're now starting to see the light where you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, but for some reason you're scared. So once you realize that nigga has no power over you, then you can do it.
I think you also need to
be honest with you.
About
it's not the power.
Is it comfort?
Like, I feel bad. It's that comfort place, and then I feel bad because I know that when I do leave him, I know that, like, I'm not in love. I know that it's an unconditional love. Like, I feel like some days, like, oh, that's like my soulmate because we're so much alike. But at the same time, it's like I know that if I leave him, nobody else gives a fuck about him like how I give a fuck about him. Like, nobody else. And it's like,
So to me, that is a mental manipulation, and that's power. So he has the power because he has embedded in your mind that no one cares about him and he needs you and only you. When you know when times were good, he was playing games. So.
Right.
Because if you sit here and wait till the nine, let's say you sit here and wait till the, you storm through the 9 years, you're loyal, you stay solid. If he's already showing you when the good times come, he's going to play games. In 9 years, when the good times come, he's still either going to be playing, he's still going to be playing games. He's already showed you that he played games.
You're
and the
exactly
biggest thing
right.
is
and
this, you're 25 years old. You're 25 years old, so you're in your prime. So whatever you, it doesn't matter what you've done between 0 to 25. At this moment today, right now, whatever you decide that you want to do in life, that may be something that you never thought of, this is the time to chase that dream. You know, have you ever heard of the rebirth or a second chance? You know, at 25, you get a second chance at life.
I agree.
But it's up to you to take that.
That's what I'm definitely like. I think I have to stop. I'm learning, you know, but I have to stop having such a good heart because people have.
No. And see, hold on, Pops. But see, that's where I feel like, and I'm not trying to be rude or anything. But that's when I go, that's when you have to look into you, because it's not about a good heart, girl, because there is some sort of underlining issue there, because you deep down know that, girl, you're bigger and worth more than being with a nigga that's in jail. However, he gives you some sort of comfort and validation. So there's a lack of self-esteem on your part, because let me tell you something. If you knew your power, there would be no reason why you would even be having this conversation.
Absolutely.
So I don't feel like that you have tapped into your complete power and you completely understand your worth yet. Because it wouldn't matter how that motherfucker feels. You would understand that, listen, I get one life to live and nigga, this has nothing to do with me. I love you the same, but I have to move on. Not, it's no shade, it's no tea, but we only get one time at this thing called life. And I feel like maybe you've been through a lot of things where you feel like you have to be loyal, or you feel like this is what it is. This is the code. And maybe you haven't had a lot of examples growing up. But you need to understand that you are supposed to rise above your surroundings. You're supposed to be bigger than your mother, your father, all of that. You're supposed to be different.
So would I be wrong to date his brother's stepson?
Absolutely, that's messy.
His brother's stepson?
That's messy as fuck. So now you're a trifling ass hoe.
No, I'm not.
So you're a nothing ass bitch too. You're a gutter snipe. No. That's what you are. You're
no,
a worthless ass, gutter snipe
no,
ass bitch
I'm
for
not.
Doing that too.
I'm not. I promise I'm not. But, like, I feel like.
You need to move on from him.
Girl, no, that's a nothing
ass hoe. You need to move on from him as far as having no attachment to him. So that means don't date anybody that has any association with him. Honestly, at this point right now, it seems like you don't need to date. You need to go be with yourself and figure you out. And live your life a little bit, and then let somebody come to you new, even if it is old. But let them come back to you. Let it come to you. Don't be like searching for it. Like just go enjoy your life and figure you out. Think about some things that you want to achieve and do. Especially at 25, I'm 26, so I just went through the 25 mark. It's a part where you have to like realize. You should talk to a little bit older people because they'll tell you. Don't waste this time. Do not waste this time. And really,
if I was
to
hear about that, I'd be like, she's a nothing ass bitch, probably with micro braids that's lying green.
You sound like my best friend.
On full stance and
wit. My best friend is a Gemini, and you sound just like right now. That's why I'm cracking up.
You sound like a nothing ass bitch right now. And it's no shade.
No,
and I'm telling you that out of love.
I don't even do stuff like that. I don't. But the person, like, I bought some shoes or whatever from the person, and, like, they just started coming at me a certain type of way. And I was just like, kind of like taken aback because I don't play those type of games. I really don't. I've never been like that. Like, but it was just like weird to me, and I'm just like,
I would say don't let
like
your personal. How long has he been in? I feel like you've been kind of waiting. Well, this is, we can say what we want. Have you been waiting on some dick? Because it seems as though like you know, I was actually dating somebody else.
No,
like,
what she's not saying
like,
is she's gotten some dick.
So did you already get some dick from the cousin or the family?
Yeah, she
No, but she's gotten some dick, period. No, like from, no, like I was dating somebody. I had broke up with him or whatever the case may be for like a couple of years, and I was actually dating somebody else, and that just ended up like, even though he was a better guy as far as how he treated me, he was just a dog ass nigga, like, you know, the stuff that niggas do or whatever, like, you know, I ended up getting a call from, like, a whole different female, because it ended up being, like, a long distance type of thing, and the type of guy that he was, he more so, like, he wants to be around you every day, and I couldn't do that at that time, like, I was trying to get my stuff together, and so he started a whole nother relationship with some other girl, and it just ended up being messy, so I was just like, And then that goes back to you saying, like, that my comfort, that, like, I just ran back to my comfort spot, because it's like, oh, okay, I know if I know nothing else, I know I can go be with this nigga, because where he gonna go, type of situation.
No, Don't waste your time with a comfort spot. It's a waste of time. Go get something new and find somebody new, or just find yourself and let somebody new find you. Once you explore yourself and who you are and things that you like and career paths that you want to go on, you'll start to find people on your level, or at least have a thinking and a mindset that you can relate to. And I would say go that route. Don't stay away from the family and anybody attached to him.
Well,
just
here's the thing. I know it probably sounds way worse than it is, but like, he doesn't even know him. Like, okay, so if we get into this deep or whatever, his brother is in prison too. And the brother.
But if you end up marrying him, are you going to still have to be around him? Like, if you guys were in a relationship,
just keep it real. Hold on. Before we even get into all of that, you like hood niggas because you a hood bitch. First, let's identify what kind of bitch you are.
Square.
You hood to the motherfucker. You ghetto.
I promise I'm not. I have ghetto moments, but I'm not ghetto. I promise I'm not. No, I'm not. Like, I'm a homebody. I don't be in the streets. I don't hang out with people like that. Like, I go to work and I come home.
You like niggas that come with a little bit of drama then.
No, and that's the thing. This guy is not drama filled.
Both niggas
all.
Is in
like
prison.
Like, the only person.
No, one nigga
person,
is in prison. The other nigga wants to be around
so
her all the time.
Prison.
But he know a nigga in prison or something like
no,
that.
The nigga that's in prison is the ghetto hood nigga. But
it's
like,
a guy
nothing.
That's a good guy, but he wants to be around you all the time, and you at the time didn't have time for that, so you found out. He moved on and started talking to somebody else.
I'm not gonna say he was a good. I mean, I felt like the way that he treated me was different, but he was still a dog ass, hoe ass nigga. Like, he thought somebody was getting ready to like.
So are you being vindictive?
No, she needs to stop fucking with dog ass, hoe ass niggas and go.
We gonna take the dude I was dating or whatever out of the equation. The guy that's in prison, that's the one that's ghetto or whatever the case may be. And to me, like, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm more so, like, I'm a square. I don't hang out. I don't do, you know what I mean? Like, I have ghetto moments like we all do. But other than that, it's like, okay, his brother is in prison. His brother met somebody, and they got married, like, maybe, like, last year sometime. So does the guy that's in jail know this person? No, he doesn't know him. They don't have a relationship. They never spoke. He don't know him. He don't even know the person his mom is married to. So that's why I was kind of like, so it's not like, this is his brother's stepson and they have this relationship and they have family functions and stuff. Like, no, his brother ended up marrying an older woman and she has one kid.
I can understand where you're coming from because you're like saying they don't know each other. But if in 2029, when he gets out, it's like you're not going to be able to get away. It's still going to end up being a problem because you're not going to be able to get away from him because now you guys are even if you started dating the guy and it worked out, he's still going to be around. At least, I mean, I would hope he would get over it, but he probably won't because he's in jail.
He's gonna
so
try to beat my ass.
It's going
to
be a problem. Right. So it's going
to
be a problem.
He's
going
to try to beat my ass. So, like, I'm just
yeah.
like.
And you know,
I'm
you
like,
know
I'm
these
like
niggas do not play
him.
Games like that. They do not. You're not
no,
supposed to be
no,
loyal. So either you need to be loyal or get moved
but
or completely
I've been loyal,
away.
Though. But I've been.
But
like,
now
you,
it's time.
If
you're
going to
separate,
knew,
completely separate. Don't separate and still be kind of part of the family.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
If y'all knew the shit that he took me through, y'all would be like. Like it was just ridiculous. Like
right.
it's been ridiculous, and I should have been cutting him off. To be honest, and just not feel bad. Like, hey, if your mama don't want to do it, that's not my business. Like, I don't have to. Like, I'm not nobody's mama.
Right.
I don't care. You know.
Yes, God.
Thank you, love.
I love you so
y'all.
Much, and thank you being a subscriber.
Thank you, caller. Thank you for calling in. I hope you took her some rabbis. Thank you.
I will.
Listen, we're going to get off of here if we don't have any more calls in the queue. We don't have anybody in the queue. So if anybody wants to ask me or KJ a question, now's the time to call in. 563-999-3658.
You guys can call in or type your questions. At least type them.
Go ahead, Pops. What were you saying?
I would say at least type your questions if you're not like in the, if you're doing something you can't call in or something like that, or you're a little afraid. You guys can at least type your questions. I'm looking at the chat, so we will answer some of those. So,
and this is a time where we can get into anything.
Yeah, like y'all
it's
can ask
night.
Anything. We're late night. We're up. We're getting questions. Y'all can ask personal questions. We'll tell you if we will or we're not answering it. So, shoot your shot.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I know everybody's not interested in it, but I pulled a card for that last caller.
I'm turning this light.
And I pulled Experiencing Grace. Share your gifts with grace. Waves of inspiration and love are coming to you. I think that girl that called in does not feel validated and she hasn't felt loved by several people that are important to her. But she needs to understand that she has grace and she has love from the universe and from God. And she needs to continue focusing on giving out her positive energy and her love and light that she has so that that actually prevails over the BS. I don't feel like she has experienced a lot of love. I pulled a card for you, love. I don't know if you're into tarot or not. But it says, Paul the Venetian, experiencing grace. Share your gifts with grace. Waves of inspiration and love are coming to you. To me, it seems like she's very intellectual, but she's settling. And she's not really open, so she doesn't really want to tell us the truth about her personal issues. But she's dealing with some confidence issues, some abandonment issues, some mother issues, or some father issues. However, once she gets over that and taps into her full potential, she'll understand that she is worth more than these scenarios that she's in.
No, I see some questions.
Okay, go ahead, Pops. We got two calls in the call-in, too. So should we take... We got three calls.
One question and then one call.
Okay, we got a call from out of the country. Okay, 3052, you're live in on the air.
Hi, Oman.
Hey, what's going on? What country are you calling from?
I'm in England.
Oh, hi.
Shout out to England. How are you doing during the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing all right. Oh, my God.
Do you watch Petty Page? Do you watch Petty Page? She's out there in England.
Well, I've heard of her, but I don't really watch her.
Okay, so are you African American? Are you African European?
I'm black.
What are you guys called out in Europe? You're not called African American, obviously. So what do you guys call yourself? African what?
Like Black Brits. I think that's like the term now.
Yeah, because let's be real. You guys don't have a lot of racist or prejudice out in Europe, huh? Like you guys are just like we're black.
I don't know about that. That is kind of like a bit of like what do you call it? Because of like lots of types of black people from like different like Africa, the Caribbean stuff. So there's a bit of like there's been tension in the past, but I think we're getting there. Like we're getting better.
But you guys all know about who we are over here in the U.S. Like I have so many fans out in Europe, even if they're not directly in London, they're on the outskirts of London. But it's like I have so many fans. Like London is so. Like modernized and almost like I hate to say it, but it's almost like Americanized.
Yeah, a little, yeah.
So where are you?
I think
there's
like a big. I actually live like up north in the country. Like I grew up in London, but I live in a place called Yorkshire now.
Okay, so how did you find me?
I'm like into music, and I found you through your music show. Because, you know, like last year when a ton of other people were doing like music shows, you know, just around the same time that you were doing yours. and like people, there was this person, this YouTuber, he did a music show and people were in the comments saying, oh, you copied Armon. So I was like, okay, I want to check out this Armon guy. And then I found your music show, the one you did last year. And I was like, oh, like this guy's funny and he knows what he's talking about. And his friend Kincaid, like he knows what he's talking about.
And
too.
We
and
give
like,
away.
Okay,
okay so yeah. You must have. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. Even though I like her, you must have. You saw an impressive music show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. Yeah. She tried to do a music show like ours, but it just wasn't. It wasn't the same. But she tried. Yeah, it was cool. No shade. Like she gave me a shout out, so I fuck with her. But yeah, that was the music. I know that's the music show you're talking about.
Yeah. I was
but anyway, what's
like,
going
I,
on? But then, so people said that she was copying me. So you found me and you've been watching me. So what's up? How do you like the show so far?
I like it. Like it's like the morning in England. Like I went to sleep and then I wake up and you're still alive. So I've just been like watching since. Yeah, I think it's great. Like I like it when you just like vibe and like you talk shit and but it's like chill. I really like that side of you.
Well, I prefer this too, but. To be in all seriousness, you know, this is my full-time job. So I would much rather be like in a radio format like this. However, this what I'm doing right now, I don't get paid unless people donate. So, but between this live and the last live, I've had a lot of my fans come through and donate. So this is what I like to do. But I don't do this real all the time because you know, I don't like to, like, rely on donations because we go through hard times, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't like to depend on super chats or donations. I just like to depend on just the content being out. However, the fact that, like, I had some of my heavy hitters come and donate even $5, $1, $10, $100, $20, this allows me to stay on live longer and give exposure to artists. If you watch my daytime show and my nighttime show like this, you notice I have more patience for the callers because it's not so specific. But the reason why it's like that is because we don't have to worry about the overhead because the last thing I want to deal with is worrying about not being able to pay my bill for you to call in.
Yeah.
You know, this is $100 a month for you to be able to call in and talk to me.
Wow.
But that's just one bill.
So amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for the people that actually sew into it.
And,
but go ahead.
Yeah. Basically calling because, like, I am a musician, and I was wondering if I could send some music in, like, to you to, like, review it and, like, give you some pointers.
Yes, you can send it. However, I have to be honest with you. If you are sensitive, please do not send me your music. Because
I am sensitive, but like I like
because I like you. But, yeah. I mean, because you're nice and you called into my show does not mean that I'm going to like your music. I'm going to like your music because you're a good artist. But if you don't trigger me, I'm going to let you know. And I just don't want you to say, well, I called into his show and I watched him and he didn't like my song, so he hates me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people take it personal.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
No, I've heard
that
from like even my family and stuff. But yeah. I like I appreciate it because it's much better than like fake love and like fake like criticism. Like it's hard. Like I prefer the real. Do you know what I mean? That's fine.
Let me ask Pops something. Let me turn it on mute. You want to listen to her song, Pops, right now? Okay, well, let's see her song right now. Is it on Spotify? Okay, well, that's already a good sign. What's the name of it?
What would be best? I'm trying to think which song would be best. Can I give you my name and then? Okay, let's do Who I'm Meant to Be. Okay, Who I'm Meant to Be.
No, what's your name?
Grace Adetoye.
How do I spell it? G R A A C E.
Yep, and then A D E T O R O.
T R Grace Ortega?
A D E.
Okay.
T the Taurus.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
O for orange.
Uh-huh.
R for rainbow.
Grace Adetoye. Okay, I got it. Now, what song? So what song? I got Who I'm Meant to Be, Admit It, Show You Life, Who I'm Meant to Be, a cappella, or Admit It. What you want me to play, Grace? Or Show You Life, your latest release. Speak now. This is it. I'm going to play your latest release. I'm playing her latest release. Show You Life. I don't know. I don't like the start of that at all, so I'm going to try another one just off the rip because I don't like that one. So I'm going to go Who I'm Meant to Be. I'm going to be honest with you. You're a sweet girl. You're a pretty girl, but this is not it.
She needs to get the production.
Hold on. Let's listen to this one. No, the sound is not there, Grace. You're going to need a lot of production. Go ahead, Pops.
It's the production. It's the production for me. It's the production. It's really the production for me. You just need like a good producer that can blend your vocals and auto-tune certain areas when needed. And then kind of put your voice is like on top of the beat and needs to be blended into the beat right now. And with that, then you'll be able to find your actual sound. Because right now it's just like, I feel like you know, learned how to put it on a social platform like Spotify and things, but you're skipping the studio part.
And I don't know what genre she's going for. However, with this sound, she's a pretty girl. I think she needs to focus on a more pop electronica EDM sound. She can do dope in the gay clubs in the EDM market. Please don't try to do hip hop or trap or anything like that. The sound is not there. Okay. Let's take another call. And I'm not sure of my face because, bitch, I'm so drunk at this point that we don't need that energy, okay? 267-6099. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I just have a quick question, two questions.
Okay.
My first one is, how do you feel about T.S. Madison now using video chat in her videos like you?
Mm-hmm. My thing is
my
this.
Second question. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
My last question is, would you consider doing 50 facts about Armand?
50 facts about Armand?
Yeah, like other YouTubers, they do, like, you know, 50 facts about themselves.
Yeah,
they get a
I
lot
would
of views.
Definitely,
for it.
I would definitely be willing to do that. I would definitely be willing to do that. If and just let me know how they do it. Like, if you would be willing to let me show me and send me a link in my DM on Instagram so I can see how it's done, so I can make sure
okay.
you guys can actually ask the 50 facts. Like, I would definitely do it because I like doing stuff like that, and I will answer a few facts. So answering the fact right now, like at the end of the day, like no cap, I love T.S. Madison. And she gained so much respect for me when she did not throw me under the bus in her interview that she did. Like I wrote Madison on my vision board. Like Madison started me on my way. I don't give a fuck how mad I was at her, how pissed off that she was that I was with her. I love Madison. I respect Madison. And, you know, Madison was like one of my gay mothers. And at the end of the day, bitch, I love T.S. And, you know, I just needed her to understand, bitch, I was mad. But at the end of the day, I love T.S. I can't even sit here and cap, yo. I love T.S. Like, I love T.S. I love that hoe. Like, I love that hoe, bitch. Like, I love T.S. So I don't care. Like, I love her.
Do you think she loves you back?
Yeah, I do. I think T.S. loves me back.
I believe that as well.
I believe that. I believe that. And she showed that because she could have went on that platform and dogged me out. T.S. didn't do that.
Right.
And at
True.
The end of the day, I love T.S. And I appreciate her for knowing where I was coming from. Like, I love T.S., yo. Like, there's nothing more that I can say than I'm so grateful and thankful, and I hope someone will screenshot this and send this to her, but I love T.S. Like, I was hurting. Like, you want to talk about hurt? When I was going in on T.S., that wasn't just that was hurt. It was different from Tasha. Like,
right.
I didn't give a fuck about Tasha. T.S., I was hurting because I loved that hoe. I love T.S. like one of my own family members. I love her, period. That's that on
there. Okay. Okay, I appreciate your show. I enjoy
mm-hmm.
your show, and keep doing your thing, and have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
I hope someone recorded that, because they don't be recording these things, and people be just, like, thinking I'm just talking about them. So hopefully somebody will record that and send that to TS, because perhaps you know how it goes. They'll, like, be like, oh, Armand's talking shit about you. Get close
good.
To mine.
They don't ever say good. They always like to keep the bad going. So they don't really like to send the good. But there's always something in there. Or they don't ever share the whole story.
Yeah. So outside of that, my girl, I love T.S. There's nothing that... but even Pop, even though even to you, I've watched things and I'm like, bitch, I feel bad for the things that I've said about T.S.
Yeah.
Haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
But you know I love T.S.
Yeah,
you know I love T.S. Madison.
Yeah, when I met you with talking to T.S. Madison, you guys would talk for hours and hours and on the phone. And that was like the one person I'd be like, okay, that's somebody he enjoys talking to. So it didn't bother me because I knew that was just somebody you enjoyed talking to. And talking on the phone with him, you guys had your own bond, like a real bond, and y'all have met multiple
yeah.
times, and so you guys had a real bond. So, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and T.S., like, but she wasn't lying when I said I wrote her on my vision board. I did. I don't give a fuck what I said about T.S. in a shady way. I wouldn't be the Armand Wiggins Show without T.S. Madison. But I've said that many times. There's a video of me saying that. What is that? I hate this video.
I look the video
up. Yeah, I hate this video.
Well, don't
play it. No, it's just when I was on that red carpet. It was when I was on the red carpet one day at Dallas Southern Pride. But I can't find it, so it's not popping up. But at the end of the day, bitch, I love T.S. Snowcat. I love that bitch from day one. You know? And she could have really capped on me. And you know I'm big on that, Pops.
Well, it's about what people what people know is true and how they portray it, and then what they can and what they choose to say and not say to the public is a big thing. And it's like, don't be fake and don't lie. And people, and I feel like Madison didn't do either of those things. She wasn't fake about the situation. She didn't lie. She didn't take the opportunity to drag you when she could have. And so that's what kind of makes it solidify. Like, she said how she felt. She admitted her wrong. She also said what she might, may have some things felt some type of way, which she could, and just like you could. And so, I think that the conversation was had and could be had. And so that is what it is. I don't think that it needs to be. I think that two people felt a certain type of way and two people may have thought a certain thing. And they need to have a real conversation where people open up to saying, this is where I was wrong, and this is where I was wrong, or this is where I don't feel like I was wrong, but I didn't lie on you, and I appreciate you for not lying on me, and things like that. And so that's what was needed to be had.
Yeah, and if I'm really being honest, after really, really assessing, like, let's be very clear. I said what I said, but there are certain things that I wish I didn't have to go there and do. Because I didn't want to, but I felt like it was the only thing I could do. When it comes to Madison, like, I have a different love for that bitch. You know I got a different love for that hoe. I would go to the moon and back for T.S.
Some kind of love, vice versa, because we've learned through the...
I will go to the moon and back for that hoe.
Along with that, that people were been telling her not to mess with you, and she was choosing to say, you know, F you to their opinions. And maybe she didn't know how to do it. I think people have to learn how to show people, like, some people don't know how to read love languages the right way all the time. They do it in their own way, and that's how they think. And some people be on this mission. Now, it's hard.
Well, I was fucked up because I loved her so much, like, I cried because I was like, girl, I don't understand why we're not getting this right. And I felt like Gio knew about, you know, found out about that. But, like, that's how much I love Tia, where I would cry on the phone to that hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not one of those situations where it's a content-based. No. That bitch, like, I want her to be successful. I want T.S. to win. But I also want her to know that, girl, I'm on your side. Just trust me. You know? Mm-hmm. What's going on, Pops? What's not? You're not. Okay, you're over it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody donated.
What did they donate?
So if somebody could send that to T.S., I mean, I have her number. I can call her if I wanted to and let her know. But I'm just saying, like, it's not even about a clout situation. It's because I genuinely love that bitch. 313-0861. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
Oh, nothing much. Y'all hanging out. I'm hanging out at work. So I just wanted to talk to you about your music. Like, what's going on with it? I would love to hear another song of yours. The first one was definitely a bop that shocked me.
Well, regarding to my music, you know, I'm 31 right now. So I just personally felt like it was too late for me to get into the game. However, I'm not a singer. Like, I know that I'm not, but I would make music for my fans. Like, so there is certain songs that I want to make. However, just like everyone else, songs are expensive. You got, and I'm a perfectionist, so I'm not going to just find a beat and record a song. I'm going to actually buy the beat and then want to go into the studio. But a lot of you guys are requesting music from me, and I actually found a beat that I want to do a song to. And I don't know where that beat is. However, I'm going to make more music for my fans because my fans like it. My man likes it. So, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. No cap, I thought it was too old to be making music.
You're never too old to make music. That's like being too, that's like when people think they're too old to go back to school. You're never too old.
Yeah.
As long as you're alive, it's never too late.
That's what I thought. So I just said, fuck it, you know? I thought I was too old. Like, I'm not going to cap. I just thought I was too old. So I just... But I need one more song.
Definitely
so y'all can really
not.
Get into it. I'm going to make another song.
Please do. Because, I mean, like, I didn't put so many people up on that song. And they're just like, who is this? Where's the album at? And I'm like, well, it's probably not going to be an album. But, he's working on something, I'm sure. But,
all right,
you know,
so now
you've
motivated me to find a new beat in a song, so I'm going to put out an EP, and my mom's been asking
definitely.
For it, so now you got me in the mood.
For sure, because I'm loving this vibe you're giving with the radio, the radio station.
Right?
It was definitely
ain't this so much more chill, and it sounds like you're a follower of the daytime, but isn't this much more of a chill situation?
Yes.
This is who I am at the core.
The first live, I was actually on my way to work during the first live, and I was just like, okay, this was up. I'm like, all right. But then that one song you played that you kind of went in on about Stunner Girl, that was completely garbage. Yeah. So I was glad you cut that one off.
Thank you.
But,
I'm
going to
write a song
thing,
this week. Go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to say about Cash Doll. I think she sounds more like a teenage rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, her lyrics are immature. She's not quite like that.
Your phone is breaking all the way up. I'm not sure what's happening, why it's disconnected, but it just could disconnect it. For y'all that didn't know that this is my single, I am going to have to drop another one. My man has been asking for it secretly. Y'all have been asking for it, and my mom's been asking for it. I just couldn't. That Drake beat with fucking Marvin Sapp is gone, but I'm going to find another beat, and I'm going to drop another record for my people, y'all. And let's be clear, I made the cover art myself. Like, I didn't know none of that. Like, I made the cover art myself, like the album cover. I recorded the song. This is the first, Hump Pops, this was the first song that I ever recorded in the studio.
First song ever.
This is my first song ever. But I accomplished that with you. That's why I love you. And, like, people don't know, like, a lot of my, like, you are a true supporter of me. Like, and I love you so much, you know? I love you too. You're the fool, but I love you.
You're the fool.
All right, transparent moment. You know what irritated me about this? Why I didn't really push this on? So I let my stepdad and my mom listen to this. You know what he told me?
No.
I should give this to Chris Brown. Meaning, I'm Eric Bellinger. Like, I'm a better writer than the singer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, So I was like, but he wasn't being rude. It was just like, okay. But he told me, like, and my mom was like, no, you sing it. But he was like, you should give this to Chris Brown.
It's going to be a lot,
you know what I mean?
People should give to somebody. Yeah. I mean, that's but the writers make a lot of good money, and they get
and
they get a lot of good placement, and they get a lot of, they're solidified.
So that was my record. You guys can always stream that.
The end is my, I love the end.
You always.
I'll play the end over and over again. I'm inside you, baby, yeah.
But you know that song was about you, because Pops, we went through a lot, and I, you know, we made it through it. I'm trying to find the cover. Hold on. See, a lot of people don't know this part about me, that I used to dance with MC Hammer in a Jet magazine. Or should I pull up the whole VMAs when I met Beyonce? Some people are watching this know that, but I'm adding the new people so they know what the T really is. It didn't pull up. Hold on, y'all. For y'all that stay, y'all gonna get some exclusive tea. Okay, so it's not pulling up on there, but I'm gonna show y'all this. It was in the Jet magazine, but since it's not pulling up, I'm gonna show y'all this other thing. This is the 2005 VMA MC Hammer. I used to be an MC Hammer dancer, so I know all MC Hammer dancers. I continue to play this because this is what I did first, and this is what let me know, like, okay, bitch, like, you want to be on top. Hold on. I'm trying to find. No, not that. Not the Rotley bullshit. This is now y'all, for the people that's still up, y'all gonna see some premium content. So I'm gonna let y'all know something, like, during this wave, Pops, why isn't it popping up? Hold on. Hold on, I'm going to delete it and bring it back because it's trying to screen capture Windows. Blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of YouTube up here right now. Let's see. Pops, look, it's not playing. I'm trying to play it for everybody.
What? That one's not playing.
Why it's not playing? And see, I don't want to have to, like, delete it. That's so stupid. Okay, let me do this. Let me do it this way. Okay. Let me go up. Let me delete it. Let's do this. Delete, remove. I'm about to add it for y'all right now, because I want people to see the things that I did before YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, hold on. But why ain't it popping up? Pops, like, it's not popping up.
It's not playing on this.
Oh, here you go. Look, now it's hard to see, but y'all can see me with the red hair, and my best friend is in. I choreographed this whole routine. This is the 2005 VMAs. I met Sierra, Missy Elliott, Chris Brown, Alicia Keys, Yin Yang Twins, Jamie Foxx, P. Diddy. I had on Sean John suits. I got red hair. I don't know if y'all can really see me, but bitch, I'm there. Beyonce and Jay-Z was there. I met all of them. Oh, here I am right here. Look, you see that red hair? Do y'all see that red hair? I'm trying to find a Jet magazine photo. That same night, I battled AJ from 106 in Park and met Paris Hilton, Shaquille O'Neal, and Lil' Kim and Snoop Dogg at a P. Diddy party out in Miami. And that was the same time that the Hurricane Katrina hit. But the Look song was a new song that Hammer was trying to push. Now, I'm going to show you all Look, Hammer, the song. Now, this should really be a members only. Y'all getting it because it's late at night. Y'all seen that red hair, right? So y'all going to know that this is me. We did this in San Francisco. Babe, Pops, you never seen this video. In San Francisco at Club 21. When it's, watch this. Watch when y'all see me. Hashtag, I see you, Armand, when you see me. Hashtag, I see you, Armand, when you see me.
That red hair.
Do y'all see Armand right there with that red hair? Do y'all not see Armand? That's how my graduation picture looked, by the way. Bitch, I used to dance back up for MC motherfucking Hammer, which means I know too legit to quit routine. You can't touch this. Pumps in a bump. Bitch, I know every single MC Hammer routine, yo. I almost didn't graduate high school because I was always on tour. And he always wanted me in the front. Y'all see what I got on. And you know I'm a Gemini, so I'm going to stand out.
I never seen this one.
Pops, you never seen this. I did a whole video shoot, Pops. Do y'all see Armand all up in that shit?
With that damn red hair.
That's when that movie Crump Clown Break It On Down. Remember, Rise came out.
Mm-hmm.
So us and the MC Hammer dancers, we all went and partied with Baby Tight Eyes, Miss Prissy, and all of that. That was during the Rise era. I don't know if you've seen that movie in the theaters, but Rise was a group that did crumping out in LA. Yeah. So that's where we got it from. This was in San Francisco, though. Y'all see Armand? Y'all see Armand extra ass with red hair and all the shit? Yeah, so that was me. Also, y'all will remember, Let's Get It Started. Oh, you know what? I'm trying to find the Ebony. No, it wasn't Ebony. But real black people going to know if I could find this one. It's not Ebony magazine. It's Jet magazine. If you're a real black person, you know what Jet magazine. Bitch, I was in Jet magazine. I don't know where it was. Hold on, let me check this. Let me see if you can see me. No. You cannot. They don't put it up. Oh, here's a piece of it. That's a piece of it, but that's not it. I was dancing. Oh, wow. You can't even find me. You can't even see the 2005 MTV Award VMAs. Okay, hold on. Let me type it in. MC Hammer 2005 MTV VMAs performance. Let's see if it pops up. Oh. Ooh. 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 Who is that? Why they do that like that? Y'all see that? Can y'all see that? Let me say that image. Let me say that image like that. Can y'all see that image? Let me pull that up. Because I was in Jet magazine, yo. Can y'all pop? You see your daddy like that? Look at that. You see that? Or is that not me?
That's definitely you with that damn red hair.
In the Sean Johnson, I met Gwen Stefani, Lil' Kim. I battled AJ and Free. I met Paris Hilton. I party with Snoop Dogg, Missy Elliott, Alicia Keys, Chris Brown. I met Beyonce. I talked to Beyonce. This is around the time where I was telling everybody that that Sierra and Missy, meaning Elliott, was my cousin. And Missy threw me shade. Also, I fucked up during this time because 50 Cent's publicist wanted to work with me. And during the time, you couldn't, if you were trying to work with any other artist outside of Hammer, and if you were caught, like, networking, you would be fired. So I didn't want to do it, but I wish I would have. But, yeah, that was me.
That's why we vibe, because we both had, experiences in this, you know.
Well, remember, that's what we talked about, because you used to work for Lil' Kim, and you styled, Eric Bellinger. Who else, Pops?
I did Eric Bellinger. I did Lil' Kim's music video. I did the Future video where Evelyn Lozada's daughter was in it. I did Shawnee O'Neal's Christmas pictures. I did all the Basketball Wives. I worked with Miguel and different people.
And we both was in LA at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I did the Eric Bellinger, the ASAP song. It wasn't a Lil' Kim song. It was Lil' Kim and Tiffany Fox. So we dressed Tiffany Fox and we dressed Lil' Kim. And then Miley Cyrus came and stuff. It was fun. Yeah, there was some tea there. The Lil' Kim video was crazy. What's the Future song we did? We did the Future song. It's the song where it's Evelyn Lozada's daughter's in it, and she's in the water. I just basically did I dressed all the girls for the Eric Bellinger video. I didn't actually dress him himself, so I don't want to say I dressed Eric Bellinger, but I did dress the girls for his video.
And then me, the same time we was in LA. Now this is my Facebook page. Now there's a lot of tea on my Facebook, but I'm gonna click this page right here, my styling work. I don't know if you guys remember this girl, but this is when I was styling in L.A. I don't know if you guys remember her for Rolling Out magazine.
That's the car.
That's the car in Norwood from Top Model. And there's me again. I'm doing a photo shoot in L.A. when I used to be a stylist. I styled her. I still have those photos. So this was in the lane. That was me doing my thing, you know. But I realized that, and I don't have the photos of it, but I was the assistant stylist to Brandi Norwood. And no cap, bitch, I went to Brandy's house. I've been to Brandi, but babe, I told you that.
Yeah.
I've been to Brandi's house. I've met Brandi. I've been in her bathroom. I've dressed her. We've talked one-on-one.
Yeah. It's crazy because we were both in L.A. doing similar things, but we didn't know each other at the time. But we were in like similar spaces, but I don't know if we never connected in any way.
Yeah, we never even knew each other out there. So
your Never End was the future video with that. That's the song we did do. They were at this big, it was a big mansion. It was nice. Derek Bellinger was at a big mansion too.
Yeah, I worked in a mansion out in Hollywood too. It's on one of my computers that's not, hold on, not working right now, but it was an amazing time. Like LA is, but you got to be very careful because LA is very superficial.
LA is very superficial. LA can also have you thinking you're about to go out there to get a lot done and you could not get anything done because you don't know anybody. So for me, luckily, I was just able to network and maneuver. So that's how I was able to achieve a lot of the stuff I achieved there. But it was just mostly about networking, 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 networking. And knowing your stuff, know what you're talking about and actually be about it. That's in anything in life. It's not just L.A.
All right, Pops, we got some calls. 718-1794, you're live on the air.
Thank God, I'm so mad at you. I don't even wait for, because you have me waiting forever. I'm like waiting
I'm
like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
But you from
I'm
New
like,
York,
he's
right?
High.
Hold on.
I'm like, yeah,
but
New
York,
I gave
right?
you.
Yeah, so
I know, I gave
That's
you New York
too.
Minute. That shit was like a minute. It was a minute. This is what I wanted to ask you, and it's a really deep question. But, so, in the quarantine time, I'm always a Barb, a Nicki fan, okay? All day, every day, twice on Sunday. I started looking back and looking at Cardi's interviews. Like, where's all the, like, the craze and, like, the fans or whatever coming from? So I started realizing that I actually really like Cardi's personality. She's really a kiki. She's really fun. She puts out a lot of content. You know what I mean? Like, all this. It has something to do with you, I promise. In Charlamagne Tha God, Angelique.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast, thank you. Thank you, KJ. Okay. So the Breakfast Club interview, they were like, what do you want? What do you want? And they kept asking her that. It was like 3 years ago. And she's like, I don't know, you know, because she was like really shy. And they kind of like forced it out of her, or she forced it out of herself. And she's like, I want to be the number, I want to chart number one on Billboard. And she kept on saying that on the interview. And they kept on saying it to her. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to get it. And she was like, yeah. Like towards like the end of the interview, you'll see that she's maybe said that 20 times. They said that to her 25 times. As a fan to you, which is why I'm so mad, I've been waiting to ask you, as I wanted to say that when you had the most fans on air, as you have the most fans on air, and we obviously diehards, because there's no one just clicking on you right now. Because we like you, even though you have it. You like us to pull into your reality. We know that you want to be like a Wendy, a this. You have the sachet, that all that good stuff. You have all that. But if you can pinpoint it to one thing, and you could have all your fans pull that energy to one thing, I think you can do it. Because that's exactly what fucking Cardi B did.
But that's a good question.
Just to recap, and I'm gonna end because I could talk a lot. Sorry, but just looking at her interviews again, they asked her, "What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?" She's like, "No, you know, like whatever." And they pulled it out of her. She's like, "All right, and number one," and that is exactly what the hell she got. And if you look at the second interview, not to be conspiracy theory tin hat, but they're like, come on, Cardi, you have to do it for the culture. This is way before she had her child that was named Culture. But I'm just saying, if that was, you know, like the gravity of the power of thought and everything, what would, instead of, not instead of, because you have every right to tell people where you came from, but tell your audience where you're trying to go. And if you can pull the masses' energy into one pinpoint place, and you don't have to answer this now because I know you've been kicking and drinking, and it's like 5:30 in the morning to on Eastern Standard Time, so it's probably like 2:30 over there. So you don't have to answer it, but you can reflect on it. But I think the next thing you should.
But I already know.
And I hate
it.
I don't want to say like I'm trying to school you. I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
No, but no, because I think this is a good question. But I have two places. I don't know if that's a good question, but I have two places.
There's no.
So let me tell you, if I could ask for anything, where I want
to
go with this.
Just pinpoint it to one thing, because that's where we can all focus.
Well, there's
one
two
thing.
Places, though. Because the first thing.
You
want
well, to chop to like a God.
No, if we had to pick, I want to be one of the 15 people in the studio when these artists are picking their next single.
I heard you say that. I heard you say that. And actually, when you said
make
that.
Make me one of the 15.
I saw that. I saw that when you said that. But how are we going to get there from here?
But
what's
listen,
the other
the
choice?
Second
what's
thing
the other
is,
choice?
The second thing is, give me a late night slot on radio or television. HBO, I'll take it. Or Sirius XM. One of those. Give me,
is it because
give me
you're
HBO
gonna, you're
gonna
take,
or
you
Sirius
say-
XM.
Are you saying the late night show because you want to get to that point to get in the studio, right?
Well, the late night show was the fact that I want to get into some
so the,
things with the artist.
Yeah.
And I want to be, I want to curse. I want to get
so
raunchy.
So your real goal is to get to the studio.
Yeah.
With the,
I would
like,
love to get in.
Okay.
Yes.
So you need to tell your audience that all the time. We need to know where you're going, baby, because I love you. Like, I love you, and I'm telling you, I'm not really an easy one to say that at all. I'm coming from a TK fan from, like, a year and a half ago. My friend was just like, yay! I'm like, no! I'm like, yeah! I'm like, no! And I'm like, oh, my God, he has a genuine personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was during quarantine, I'm watching Cardi B interviews, and I saw that in her interviews on Feeding Her. Like, what do you want? Hey, she's like, I don't know. What do you want? She's like, oh, I'll take a number one. And she had the number one. And then she had this. So what I'm thinking is that you have a really, really good platform. But we need to, which I need to, because I love you and I adore you. I need to know where we're going. Are we going to go gossip and chill? Or are we going somewhere with you? Because the barbs go hard. The beehive goes hard. Barty gang goes hard. So you need to have us go hard for you.
Yes.
Yes or no?
I agree. Thank you. Go ahead, Pops. You want to say something to her?
I was agree. I think that's a good way to think about it. Sometimes directing your fans which way that you want them
yes.
to push and promote you or direct their, if they're sending out videos, who should they send them out to or what
yes.
energy they want
yes.
to send it to, things like that. So, I mean, I think that's a good question that you asked to just kind of have the fans be on your side and understand where you want to go so they can support you in that direction. Because sometimes you may think one thing, but you don't know. So maybe some things lead to other things. So if at least you guys know where like the kind of the end goal is, you guys can grow with it and support that. So I think that was a good question.
Thank you, caller. Okay, we got one more and then we're going to get out of here, Pops. Because people say it's late, but it's only 2:48 here. But, you know, most of our people are on the East Coast. Okay, 917-5712, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Armand. Hi.
This is a full live. I have never been live this long. What's going on, Ma?
I know. I wanted to tell you, first of all, because I have a personal question. But
okay.
My name is Keisha. I'm from New York. And I love your show. Like, you
Thank
give
you.
Me my whole life. Like, you have no idea. I'd just be at work. I'd be in the train. Like, it'd be, like, going live. I'm like, let me get out of the train because I do not want to catch the replay. I need to be in the comment section.
What is it about the replay that people don't like?
It's not that I don't like it because I still watch it anyway, but it's like I'll be like, it's like a show. It's like, now, time for the Armand. I'm like, get out of the train.
I've
I don't give a shit what's
going on.
That's
crazy.
So
I can't believe it.
I wanted to tell you, like, when I'm depressed, when I'm happy, you make me smile like nobody else in this whole YouTube. So I wanted to tell you that first and foremost. Now, I have, like, this fucked up situation. Wait, can I curse?
Yeah, you can. Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
girl.
I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to get crazy. So, okay. My dilemma is, I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. So, I'm 33, and I've been, like, dating this girl that's 27 for maybe, like, 5 months now. So, everything was going good, you know, between us and everything like this. And then it's like I'm having like this hard decision to make because we're not in a relationship, but then she got me out here being the whole fool because it's like she does everything like we're in a relationship and she's on the bipolar, like going back and forth and da-da-da-da-da. Now, she got all her shit together, car, apartment, owns properties. Like, there's nothing wrong with her except I want to call her a hoe because every time I turn around, every couple of weeks, oh, I'm sorry, I done slept with somebody else. And I'm like, I'm not understanding what's that because if you're dating and you're telling me, like, I'm the only one that you're fucking or, you know, emotionally invested in, like, what is this? So it's like, give me a chance, give me a chance. But it's like every time I give a chance, I go to Instagram, she's rubbing in somebody's hair. She's rubbing on somebody's back. It's just the whole goofy. And I tell her, like, listen, we can date and see other people. Just I don't need to see your shit. You don't need to see my shit. We don't need to question each other. But she recently hit me with the we're single and, you know, like, let's just chill. But I'm thinking I be flipping out because, like, I'm very deep in my emotions and we on this, oh, I love you, you love me shit. But it's like the sex is really good. Am I really playing myself to walk away from everything? Like, she gives me money. She treats me right, but she just can't help herself but being with other people. And her excuse is she's 27. She just got divorced. She want to be free. But it's like the selfish thing. Like, I want to be free, but I still want to have you whenever I want to have you. So it's like I just feel like I'm getting tired of the bullshit. But I'm like, should I just stick around and just be like, you know what, she's just good for some sex and just take out the emotion, or should I just keep it moving? Because I'm not really the type of person to have sex without emotions. Like, I'm not that type of person. So I feel like that's where I'm playing myself. But then I'm just like, I do like the comfort. Like, I'm not going to lie. She does make me feel a certain type of way. But I'm like, am I just being like a low self-esteem bitch? Like, what is this?
Okay. Pops, you want to answer that or you want me to answer that? Because I definitely know the answer.
You know the answer?
Well, yeah. Oh, shit. Well, both of you guys can answer just the raw truth. Because I think I'm playing myself.
I mean, I think the only way you're... You,
how old are you?
I'm 33.
And the girl is 27.
Yeah.
And the girl is 27, so you're 6 years apart.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you guys are at the same age point, though. Maybe she's just, if you say she just got a divorce, she wants to be free, but she's also probably used to a little bit of a comfort, and you're that comfort. So maybe she's just like,
yeah,
we're just like, where we go a little bit further than maybe other people are, but I'm still needing to be free and do what I want to do. So maybe you just got to get on the same page. Either stop dealing with her because you're starting to seem like you're getting attached, or just understand where she's at and meet her there so that you don't feel any type of way if she's messing with somebody else. You should still do your thing and have fun. And if y'all want to be
right,
have a comfort level because y'all are single and y'all bring comfort to each other, and that is what it is. As long as y'all have an understanding of it is what it is. But if it sounds like you're getting a little bit more attached in her, and she's just kind of using you for like the comfort, like relationship comfort part of it, but she doesn't really want the whole title and what comes with it.
Let me ask you this. Who makes, do you guys live together?
Hell no, we don't live together. We just met.
Who makes more money? Who makes more money?
I guess I would say her.
Okay. So do you benefit off of her financially?
No.
Okay. So you're playing
yourself.
No,
hold
on. No, listen. Okay, it's not the situation. So you're playing yourself. You're 33 years old. You're at a point in your life where you're reevaluating things that you've done positive and you've done negative in your life. You are looking to settle down, possibly may have kids or buy a house or whatever it is. You're looking to mature and you're thinking about your future. She's 27. So there might be things that she either hasn't accomplished or she's looking to accomplish before she hits 30. And at this point right now, she's playing the game. Okay, you might be just a piece of the game to her. Now her, she's probably smooth talking, cute, slick, young, hot, sex is good, but at the end of the day, she's not ready to commit. So you have to decide, are you willing to wait for her? Because this can take another 3 years or 4 years. I don't think you should wait. You don't have that kind of time. So if she's not at that point where she's ready to settle down at 27, because at 27, Here's the thing. 27 is young enough to still feel like I have time, but 27 is also old enough to focus in on the future and start developing a relationship. So you have to decide which 27 you believe that she is. And for me, I feel like you know that she's the 27 that's looking to have fun, party, stay out, no strings attached. So at the end of the day, if you're looking for more monogamy, if you're looking to settle down, have some kids, buy a house, be on each other's insurance, she's not the one for you. Not that she's a bad person, but she's not at that place. And the more you entertain her, guess what? The more you entertain her, and this is what you need to understand, if you don't take anything away from my situation, like I'm older than my man, you being 33 years old, I mean, because I'm just a person you don't know. But if you entertain her, I need you to understand this. In 3 years, you'll be 36 years old. Guess what she'll be in 3 years? She'll just be hitting 30. So if you entertain her and she wastes the next 3 years of your life, guess what? Guess who's going to suffer from that? You, because now you're pushing towards 40. At 30, you get another chance at life.
Yeah, so, I heard you say that earlier to a caller, and I was 21, like,
25,
that really
and 30. So you have to think as a 30-plus-year-old, is it worth the risk and the sacrifice to invest in a 27-year-old? Because in 3 years, you'll be 36, and they can hit you with a, I'm sorry, it's not you. It's me, but it's not working out. You don't want to be in that position.
So what is this thing that she's, like, trying to – I say string me along because I know that she's, like, this master manipulator. Like, I won't even try to sit here and pretend because it's, like, when I'm, like, I don't want to talk to you, like, I'm not going to deal with you or whatever, it's, like, you're going to leave me like everyone else. Like, she's accustomed to dealing with women that are, like, 40, 45. So she feels like I'm supposed to be, like, you know, older women,
mommy,
they don't really care so much.
She has mommy
and I'm
issues.
Just like,
she used to play the game with older
does.
Women. Go ahead,
exactly.
Pop.
She's used to playing the game with women who are, like, what he's telling you, what his advice is he's telling you to get, is to avoid the point of where the women she's used to dating. The women she's used to dating, Smith at 45, 50, they are at some point, at any point, it's not just women, men, women, At some point, I feel like they missed a little bit of their mark. So they are willing to hold on and fight for some of these younger people because they feel like it'll last, it'll keep them young, this, that, and third. And you're not really at that point. You're still at a point where you are young enough. I'm not saying 50 and 55 is just so old, but you're at a point where you're young enough to like still go figure it out, find somebody else, develop the relationship, get married, have kids. So she's used to dealing with people who are probably been there, done that, and they're just willing for, they're along for the string along, and you're not there for that.
Exactly, and they're like really tired, and it's like she keeps coming at me like, you acting like you're my age, like every time we fight, and I'm be telling her like, bitch, first of all, I'm not no woman of a particular age. Like, I just got here. Like, we're not that much far apart. Like, I'm still getting my life together. And it's like, I'm trying to deal with you, but it's like you're acting like a whole goofy. It's like, I'm not here to have sex and just throw myself all over the place like you're doing. Like, it's not my fault. She got married at 21. I never been married. You know what I'm saying? She's been raising children. I don't have no children. I don't aspire to have any of that. But it's like, it's always a back and forth. And I'm just like, you know, she told me in a message, like, oh, just see me as a pit stop to your destination. And I'm like, a pit stop? What kind of shit is that? Like, you over here talking about, oh, you wifey and all this. I'm too old to be talking about a pit stop. So I'm just like, I don't know. Like, should I just have sex with her and just be like, okay, well, I'm the only one, you know, you're the only one I'm having sex with. Let's just have a fun time and Merry Christmas. Or should
I,
like,
my feelings are invested,
but I feel like
it's not true. So let me tell you this. As a 30-plus year old, you know what I mean, I will tell you this. She should not be the only person you're having sex with because you cannot play. You cannot check the checkers, bitch. We are older. You are never going to let a young bitch play chess on you. So at the end of the day, she can play her game. You can fuck her because the young shit is good. But if you find somebody else that stimulates you in every area that you want to be stimulated, you'll have to move on. Until then, you can do what you have to do. But if you are getting too emotionally attached, you need to cut it off. What you got to say, Pops?
I was going to say the same thing. If you're going to be emotionally, if you're going to be emotionally attached, then you need to cut it off because emotionally attached affects your judgment. Emotionally attached affects what you know is what you need to do or how you need to react in certain situations. So you need to just get out of it. And go either just be by yourself or go find somebody more on your level and more understanding because clearly she's telling you she's a pit stop. That's nobody who's going to be who wants any longevity or any type of relationship. No matter what she says, that wifey stuff, that's just for the moment. That's kissy kissy texting and being in your face type stuff. That's not real. Yeah, that's just for the moment type stuff, that talk. But if she told you what it is, I'm a pit stop. So listen, when people a lot of the time tell us what it is, that she told you it was a pit stop, stop and keep it moving. And then sometimes you have your favorite gas station. Sometimes you go there often, you stop there and you keep it pushing, keep using that if you need to, or if you want to keep the emotions to yourself and keep it going and find somebody that you really want to be with or cut her completely off. That part is up to you, but don't let the emotions trap you while she's over here doing what the hell she wants to do and you're over here emotionally attached and she's already told you she's a pit stop. There's nothing in that. There's nothing further from that. No, a pit stop is nothing more but a stop and a go.
I agree with you because when I got that message the other day, I thought it was ridiculous. I mean, at first I told her like, oh, I think it's the corona because she's in another state because she ran from New York. But then I was like, you know what? She's right. She's been telling me a lot of things about herself from the beginning.
Wait a minute. Hold on. She's in a whole nother state?
Wait. She lives in New York, but she owns properties in Philadelphia. So she left. It's a whole drama, but she left to Philadelphia. But I know that she went there with her friend, quote-unquote, her ex. And so I told her that whole little bullshit that we've been getting into it is like, oh, we haven't seen each other ever since a week, so this is why you're acting crazy, and now it's getting more intense with this whole pit stop conversation that, oh, I'm single, and I've been seeing the Instagrams, and she thinks she's slick, and all in the story, she's rubbing this woman's head. So I'm letting her know, like, I know that you're with old girl, so I'm assuming that this is what this whole, it's like when somebody want to fuck somebody else, but they want to be like, oh, remember, I'm single, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, the foolishness. And I'm like, that's crazy, because before she left, she grabbed my phone. She was doing all this relationship. Who you talking to? She saw I was talking to somebody else, and she lost her panties. Then now she's over there, fake quarantine with some other bitch, some 40-year-old clown. And so she's coming up with this, and that's why I was like, you know what? Like, I'm kind of tired of arguing with somebody that I'm not in a relationship with.
This girl is looking for stability. This girl is looking for a come up. She doesn't care about anybody. She's looking for stability, and she's looking for – she has mommy issues.
Yeah,
even if she has businesses or something, she's playing the game, and she's lacking confidence. And then here you are. You must have some weight issues, I'm feeling like, or some facial – there's some issues that are finance. There's an issue that you have where you feel like you need to settle for the BS that she's giving you. What are your issues? Are you overweight, or do you not feel attractive? What's going on? There's something that's
hindering you. No, I can show you a little
bit. Is it financially?
What's
the issue?
You know, maybe because I got out of like a 5-year relationship in September, like that bitch did me dirty. She stole my money, all my money. She did a lot of shit to me. So I'm like used to being in like toxic relationships. So really, it's a shame she's putting me through what my ex put me through before we started officially dating, like all the, oh, I need to figure my life out and stuff. So it's kind of weird because it's that reminiscent. It's just that I got cheated on in the end, but not this girl. I've never seen anything like this. Like, we've been arguing from the moment that we started talking because she's goofy. Like, she does shit for attention, and I don't understand it. So it's just like, I'm going to deal with it. But then it was like, she was nice. She gives me something that I never had before, like the real niceness, the caring and all of that. But all of that kind of flew out the window when I'm realizing, like, all of this. Like, she made me feel like I was worth something because I was, like, all the way shot, all the way depressed, and I did not expect to feel a certain type of way for her. It's weird. She's, like, fuck boy, but then it's also, like, with feeling. So it's, like, I got attached.
But at the end of the day, I just kind of feel like, girl, there's something in you that's allowing that. And once you figure that out and deal with that, then it'll be easy to move on. Because at 33, you shouldn't be dealing with that.
You also don't want to be, if you just went through a 5-year relationship that it ended, you don't want to go through another 5-year relationship for it to end because of what something you knew at the beginning. You already knew, you already know this.
So you
now
have to ask yourself, why am I putting myself through this?
Because now at this point, it's not that she's putting you through it. It's almost that you're putting yourself
right
through it because you already know what it is. Yeah.
That's
and if when somebody, I just feel like when people start their relationship with, I'm looking for myself and I don't want to be in a relationship and I need to be single now, just run.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who says that they don't want to put a title on it, they're afraid to put a title on it, they're scared, this and that,
yeah, that's exactly
that,
what
that
I'm
means
hearing
that
all
they don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.